Scott Muller here from Muller's Woodfield Acura. I just want to start by saying thank you for such a wonderful year and that we couldn't be one of Chicagoland's biggest and best Acura dealers without you. Now, while this year is almost over, it's not too late to get more savings during the Season of Performance event. Shopping with us is more exclusive. Enjoy looking for your new car without the hassle of long lines and large crowds in our spectacular, brand new state-of-the-art Acura facility. That's the holidays, the Muller way. With Muller's Woodfield Acura, you get more attention to detail. We take the time to take care of all of our customers and make sure their every question is answered and every worry is addressed. So if you're ready to get more for less, then don't miss the Season of Performance event. And let me just say, from the Muller family to yours, we hope you have a happy, healthy holiday season. Visit Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates or online at mullerswoodfieldacura.com. You will not be disappointed.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
1578.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears will take on San Francisco and quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo on Sunday. Safety Adrian Amos doubtful for that one. Josh Sitton, Bryce Callahan, Deion Bush among those who are questionable. The Blackhawks play tomorrow night against Dallas. They've placed Corey Crawford on IR and recalled Jean-Francois Berube from Rockford. Bulls take on the Kings tonight at the United Center. The Cubs have agreed to a one-year deal with left-handed pitcher Dario Alvarez. Meanwhile, manager Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins today he understands that some of his young players could be moved in the offseason.
That's the nature of this game. And everybody understands that that's the quote-unquote business side of things. So it's not easy. It's never easy. But you move it forward, you move it along, and you work with the next guy that comes in.
Free agent catcher Wellington Castillo signs a deal with the White Sox, and Japanese two-way player Shohei Ohtani will be posted later today after MLB ratified a new posting system. In college football, Jimbo Fisher leaves Florida State for Texas A&M. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Zach Zaidman.
Today, Bellamy met with the media for the first time since the incident.
Take us through what happened to Trey.
Who? Trey?
Yeah, McBride.
What?
The argument, the shouting match.
Shout match.
Shouting.
Oh, it wasn't nothing, man. It was just a little brotherly love. Who got fired?
Trey.
Oh, man. He didn't get fired, man. He just on relief or something.
He was talking like someone who's an all-pro. You can't play coy with the media when you're the fifth receiver on the worst receiving core in the NFL.
Undrafted free agent who wouldn't even be on most teams' practice squads.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Vincent Goodwill.
Chris Dunn is the apple of the front office's eye. At this stage, what do you have to lose? by throwing him out there. And if he's going to play through his turnovers, sometimes the best way for a guy to learn is to keep him out there and keep getting his ass beat. Sometimes you got to take that whooping. And whether that's straightening your nose out, if you step in the ring and you get your nose broke and you keep getting beat, maybe that's a deterrent. Maybe sitting on the bench isn't going to do it. Because clearly he got beat down last year by Tom Thibodeau because Tibbs beats on rookies, rightly or wrongly. That's the situation that they inherited. They inherited a player who they knew was broken in a way. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, you can't treat the guy as if you didn't know that was the case and treat him like he's a normal guy at a normal position. That's not point guard.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And that was just yesterday when we were hearing from the great Josh Bellamy weighing in on the little hallway disruption that everybody heard at Hallett Hall. Then today, the story took a different turn with former Bear Harold Jones Quarte, now of the Philadelphia Eagles, sending out a tweet regarding Josh Bellamy, feeling that the Bears cut the wrong guy, that Josh Bellamy, he insinuated, as a guy who was prowling the Twitter feeds, the DMs of other players, his teammates' girlfriends, which is probably not a good look. I don't know if Bellamy's responded to that, but I wouldn't mind if the Bears really wanted to have the kind of workplace culture where they send a message, it's both guys gone, that we're bad right now, we're going to be bad for a while, neither one of you are going to be around when the team is good, so see ya.
It's just about whether or not you've outlived your usefulness yet. And Josh Bellamy, I guess by their estimation, has not yet outlived his usefulness. It's safe to assume that when the Bears are good again, he will have long since outlived his usefulness on this roster at that point.
This segment's brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply. That's Anthony Herron in for Jason Goff, who is off today. So the Cubs signed a relief pitcher. His name is Dario Alvarez, and he is meh. He's fastball slider, lefty, his fastball at 92.4 miles an hour average over his career, which started with the Mets in 2014. He was a Ranger last year. He's been back and forth from AAA. Slider sits on an average. He throws 42% fastballs, 58% sliders. He's been thrown an occasional cutter, an occasional change, but he's almost entirely fastball and slider. Slider averages 82.3 miles an hour. He is a negative wins above replacement player for his career. And I always love how the team will cherry pick statistics saying that the 28-year-old had a 2.76 ERA in 20 relief appearances. Yeah, that's great. He also had a fielder independent pitching of 4.63 and an expected fielder independent pitching of 6.23. And that's when you got to check the peripherals to see what you're probably getting. I think this is, you never know. Like you say with bullpens, sometimes you get a guy and he's good. Sometimes you get a guy and he's bad. And I know that sounds like a great analysis, Bernstein, but that is bullpen construction at the major league level. Is some years so the good guys are good, some years the good guys are bad, some years the bad guys are good, and some years the bad guys are bad. If you're talking about veteran bullpen arms, you just get enough of them, and you hope that by the time the playoffs roll around, Joe Maddon has enough guys that he can trust as what he calls even or ahead guys, another way of saying high leverage pitching.
And I'm not sure which spot, which place on a major league roster has more vacillation in your expectations versus the reality that plays out. Because I feel like starting pitching more often than not, you go into it and you have a sense for what you're getting and you get something close to that. If a guy was bad before, usually, okay, a guy had an up season, but he's not like great. If a guy was great, maybe you catch him on the downside. And if he's not great anymore, he's not going to be okay for a little while.
I don't know if there is a comp to another position in sports that has that kind of year-to-year variance where guys, you may just get a guy who is having that good year. Mm-hmm. Ball's coming out of his hand, right? He's feeling it, or he's got a mix of pitches that's working. And then you get the example of Justin Wilson last year with the Cubs, because there are some people who in modern baseball really advocate constructing your playoff bullpen in large part of the trade deadline. Once you know who the sellers are, when you see guys like what the Yankees did,
this year with David Robertson and Tommy Canely. And you see, okay, who cares how good or bad he is? That guy's good right now and for this year. And the Cubs did that with Justin Wilson, and he was bad.
Yeah.
So that really hurts. And I know the Cubs have been seething about that, and that is going to be one of the big jobs for Jim Hickey this year, is to get him right. But I don't really think there is a comp. Relief pitching is weird. Relief pitching is very difficult to understand. Some of it is also concurrent with changing roles, concurrent with completely different usage patterns, with understanding that your need out may now be in the fifth, that you may not be able to say, well, that's my seventh inning guy, that's my eighth inning guy. No, this is your first important out guy. That's your next important out or outs guy. And they're just looking at it differently. There have been more sleepless nights for baseball managers and executives because of bullpens than probably so much anything else.
And that is so odd to me, within the role of a relief pitcher and how mentally that can change and what effect that has on it, in a way where it's odd to me that sports like golf and tennis can't react well to crowd noise. Just where for one scintilla of a moment, if something different, some little fractional millimeter of something is different in the way you normally attack your craft, then it just completely throws you off task. And that's just odd to me, because, you know, the sports that I grew up playing and what I, you know, professionalized in football was just, you go and you attack, and yeah, you have a script, you have plays, you have assignments, but all the outside, all the periphery elements just need to be forged through. And there's some sports where things need to be so in sync with how you need to operate to expect success from that individual.
And members of NSYNC. And there are, back to what we were talking about before, when we were doing our deep dive into the hockey goaltending styles.
Yes, which everybody loved.
The butterfly versus the hybrid, and VH versus reverse VH. Same goaltending, that there's a comp. Mm. That some years you get a goalie who's really good, and that guy switches teams next year and he sucks.
Huh.
And actually, the Hawks...
So I wouldn't have drawn that comparison.
The Hawks, more than any other team, right? They paid all that money to Cristobal Ua.
Yeah.
And Ua loses his job to Antti Niemi, and they win a Stanley Cup. And then they go out, they get Marty Turco. Remember, for some of this in there, like, you get, hey, this guy can be really good. And he turns out, he's really not so good. And you end up having to keep finding people to do things. You know, Michael,
I feel like with goalies.
Michael Layton was the goalie for a Stanley Cup Philadelphia Flyers team. And now is a minor league goaltender. Antti Niemi, the aforementioned, Antti Niemi was the guy who we saw in goal this year where they put a 10 spot up because he looked like he was drunk. I mean, one of the worst goaltending performances I've ever seen, memorable at the NHL level, where he couldn't stop a beach ball.
But I tend to assume with goalkeepers, part of that ends up coming down to, you know, and again, not to go deep into hockey minutia, but the schematics of the defenders in front of you, you know, whether or not you have them in the proper position, whether the puck is being funneled in a way that actually suits your sight line and where you have your strengths and weaknesses. And that to me can be explained by that. Or does a guy have a lower body injury that you have or haven't told the media about? And I feel like goalkeepers are maybe more in that lane as far as the consistency of it. Whereas with a relief pitcher, the guy takes the mound and he's healthy one season, he may be an all-star. The next season, it may look like he's supposed to be back in double A somewhere.
Here's the critical difference for me. And this is also what I say when I talk about the difference between the how much hitting coaches and pitching coaches matter. A pitcher initiates action. Mm. That pitcher is choosing what to throw, how to throw it, where to throw it, and he doesn't always hit his spot. But the level of control that pitcher has, if he's healthy, he should be able to replicate what he does well at that level, the very highest level of competition. You would think that because goaltending is the ultimate reaction. Talking about, are your neurons firing quickly enough? Is your body listening? Are you tracking the puck well enough? And obviously there's movement skill and there's things that you can practice, but pitching, you would think that relief pitcher who the year before had an earned run average of 2.75 and an xFIP of 3.15 and was throwing 95, that the same guy with the same velocity could replicate that the next year, and sometimes he just doesn't.
Well, and, you know, I'll draw the parallel with my sport, with football, Robbie Gould, who we'll see this weekend, where he missed a few big kicks a couple of seasons ago for the Bears, and then he's just ousted from town after a career of being a quality kicker, and he's run out of here. And now he returns, you know, did okay with the Giants, having a very good season for the 49ers so far this year. And now he's coming back to Chicago and he's trying not to let all the, you know, just the mentality of returning here and let him be over emotional about it. But he did say he was emotional about it last year.
Yeah.
And he had a bad game. So it led to that. And, you know, kicker being a position like we're talking about with really pitchers in general, but specifically relief pitcher, where so much of it is out of your control. But what you're actually doing, if the snap and the hold are quality, the kicker, as long as you strike the ball true and it's within your distance, then you should be willing and able to trust yourself to actually hit it accurately. But sometimes you don't, just like a golf swing. And that's where those 6 inches between your ears end up playing a big role in whether or not a kicker, a punter, these specialists are having quality outings, you know, from one game to the next.
Was it Brian Billick? We tried to ask him. He wasn't being sarcastic. We were talking to him about kickers. And he said, I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason. You can't coach it. You just either guy makes the kick or he doesn't. And that's coming from a football guy who's just annoyed by the idea of kickers existing. And I personally,
from like the tallest coach in NFL history.
I would be perfectly fine to be done with place kicking.
Really? Just period?
Yeah. It's all. I mean, do away with kickoffs. You'd still need punting, I think. But
to bring the drive to a head in some way.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I would,
it's called football.
I'd be fine with making quarterbacks punt, too, if you want to do away with punters.
They used to.
I mean, not literally kill them. I mean, I would say do away with the position. I guess I really wouldn't have a problem with it.
You wouldn't miss it. As an old soccer guy, you wouldn't miss seeing the little guy run out there and get to swing at the football.
Let the big guys pound each other more.
Let the big people do the big stuff.
Let them clobber each other a little bit. And if you don't clobber successfully enough, then the other team gets the ball.
See, I'd miss him. I would miss the little guys running out there and deciding games in certain moments. You know, to me, what happened to Connor Barth, that's just sheer drama. That's where we've been out here for 59 and a half minutes and all the big people have done all the big stuff they can handle. And now little guy who we barely think about, go out here and decide the game. That to me is part of the drama of how games end that I enjoy.
Or I would be willing to have some sort of bylaw that says kicking is still allowed, but you're not allowed to have you're not required and you're not, but you cannot have a kicker.
Ah.
If you happen to have, we saw it was the Eagles, it was somebody used a linebacker. If you happen to have a guy on your team who is otherwise on the team for real reasons, if you feel like, hey, you know, it's 25 yards and maybe, because I think that would be interesting if you had your nose tackle, your 340-pound zero technique who wanted to put on a flat-toed shoe and get out there and try to pound that thing through like Mark
some
Mosley.
High school game in Glen Ellen where the 300-pound like offensive tackle also is like the straight-toed kicker.
That's what I mean. That would be more interesting if you did.
Which was me at Bolingbrook High School on occasion, by the way. I did some kicking.
Really?
I didn't specialize in it, but I did a kickoff or two back in the day.
With a flat-toed shoe?
It was not a flat-toed shoe because I needed to play other real positions also, but I did kick with my toe.
With a regular shoe?
With a regular shoe.
How do you square that up?
It was difficult. It was very hard. I was so inconsistent as a kicker, but my leg was so strong. So I would just be directly behind the ball. It's like bowling, where I've got no hook on my bowling ball, but as long as I get it right down the middle, my ball is so big and heavy that
that's how I bowl, too.
Not a verbal path I was looking to go down there, but yes.
Throw it as hard as you can, as straight as you can, and you hope for good things to happen.
And sometimes it does, as long as you hit it straight. So that was me as a kickoff specialist in football. There were certain games where I would just bomb it down there, and it feel like it was near the end zone, and other games where it would just like squibble off the side of my pinky toe.
Brian Billick is going to join us to talk football with us at 4:30. Some other thoughts here, what some of these comps are for the variance of the major league relief pitcher year to year. 312-644-6767 is the phone number of the Bernstein and Goff Show with Anthony Herron in Today on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Yesterday I told you that Tiger Woods was not back, but you Tiger Woods honks were not having any of that and insisted he was. You know what? I think I can concede that he is back. Don't get it twisted. The 14-time major winner is not back, But Tiger Woods, the FCC violating rage lunatic who drops four-letter bombs bizarrely in the third person, that guy's back. It took that sailor less than one round of televised golf to hammer a 35-foot putt 10 feet past the hole and go all third-person GD with it.
Tiger.
You wanted vintage Tiger? That was vintage Tiger, cursing himself in the third person on live television while everybody watches. I'm Jim Rome.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
It's Dan Bernstein for Mattress Firm and the Winter Slumber Sale. It's winter, but you can get a free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress at the Slumber Sale going on now through December 25th. And every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation, and this one is free. Mattresses store-wide start at just $199. So if you have a huge stocking that can fit a mattress, it would be the perfect stocking stuffer. How about the Beautyrest Greenwood Queen Mattress for just $399 to let you sleep like royalty? And Mattress Firm's year-end closeout can help you bring in 2018 in style. You save up to 70% on your favorite name-brand floor samples. That includes Beautyrest, Serta, and Hampton, and Rhodes. And for a limited time, you will pay 0% APR for 6 years. You can sleep soundly knowing you are saving. Right now, through Sunday, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style. So through Sunday, get a free pillow and a mattress protector with any mattress purchase, because everyone deserves a nap over the holidays. Get into the Mattress Firm near you. There's so many of them. You can find one. The Winter Slumber Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Light up your bedroom with lavender. Pinellan Max Aroma's Lavender Multi-Purpose Cleaner leaves a long-lasting, lively lavender scent that makes your room radiate. Clean bright with Pinellan. Available at Walmart.
thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplisafe.com/best.
So patient may vary. Limited time offer.
Celebrate Britney Spears' birthday with the Chicago Steel hockey team this Saturday in Geneva. Plus, kids 12 and under enjoy a $10 Meijer Kids Day deal. Tickets at chicagosteelhockeyteam.com. Sunday.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I know our pitching infrastructure is awesome, and I love them, and we do so many things right, but I think the fact that it's been 2 years in a row where we really haven't thrown strikes and that most of our relievers have taken a step back with their strike throwing, that falls on me, and we got to find a way to fix it, you know, through personnel and also through looking at our approach a little bit.
Cubs president of baseball operations, Theo Epstein, who was on Bernstein and Goff doing his exit interview, as it were, after a successful, relatively, but disappointing 2017 for the then defending world champion Cubs. And bullpen did not help. The bullpen was a struggle. And it, to me, it was all encapsulated in Carl Edwards Jr. walking Yu Darvish. That was your 2017 snapshot, right, of the bases loaded walk to the opposing pitcher who didn't even bring a bat into the batter's box with him. And it was just kind of standing there saying, all right, fella, what you got? And he had it 96 and nowhere near the strike zone. So the odds are the pendulum swings back and you stumble on a good bullpen, because we're just a couple years removed, remember, from Clayton Richard and Francisco Rodney and guys that these are Rule 5 guys. Trevor Cahill, good name, Tandy. The guys they just found, scrap heap guys that they found that became high leverage guys for them and that were actually getting outs for them. So they'll spend a little more money. I just think that you don't really know what your bullpen is going to look like until you get to midseason and you know that there's a bad team that's going to sell off some power arms.
But then when and how do you move on from what was expected to be much better, especially in those high leverage situations that was bad last year from your Carl Edwards, from your Wilson?
No, that Carl Edwards is the guy. And Wilson, they're going to give him every possibility to be good. He's the pitching Jason Hayward of this year. Mm. And certainly with much less money, but when they made that deal, it was for more than just last year. And that's your, Jim Hickey is coming in to handle that. That's Bosio out and Hickey in and saying, fix this guy. And then when they do sign Alex Cobb, which, look, they know they're going to have to overpay for pitching now somewhere. Right. And if you heard Joe Maddon earlier, there was a little bit of news broken when he, and that's not really, but it's the first time we've heard anybody from the Cubs say it's improbable that Jake Arrieta is coming back.
Right.
I believe he used the term probably gone. So, you know, the in those talks.
Did he say he gone? Like, did he go full hawk?
He did not go full hawk.
Okay.
But it's pretty clear that they're going to let somebody else overpay Jake Arrieta and wish him the best of luck and let him go do that. But there's going to be some money spent because it's got to get better. And as far as the excitement over Shohei Ohtani, let's all just chill out. I know it's exotic, but we're doing it again. We're doing this again. Most for whatever reason, and this is just pure numbers here, and if you want to get mad at me about it, get mad at Joe Sheehan for chronicling all of this. Most Japanese pitchers give you they come over, whatever the age, they give you their value in the first 2 years, and then there's some combination of hurt and bad. That's just the way it's been. And you can figure out if it's pure coincidence that after all these years.
How different is the usage over there than what happens here? Do you know? Did Joe cover that in his article? Because that to me tangibly would kind of point directly to what the issue could be. If you get to a certain point, and they play a lot of baseball over there, obviously, and if they're not nearly as concerned at young ages and as you're at your intermediate level of development before you come here, where they're, you know, on pitch counts and worried about how your arm is being stressed and whether or not you're allowed to throw curveballs and sinkers and, you know, whatever the little like underhanded thing that some of them do over there, some of those pitchers from that weird arm angle from down below, whatever that is, if they don't concern themselves with any of that, then maybe that could be something that points to the reason why.
Well, he said, well, Ohtani is different. You'll cry. Maybe he is. But Daisuke Matsuzaka was supposed to be different. He was 26. He was worth 9.4 WAR in his first 2 years and then nothing over the rest of his career. Threw almost half his career innings and notched half his career strikeouts in his first 2 years. Yu Darvish was built like a U.S. collegian, was the next guy supposed to be different. Cy Young votes in his first 2 years, got hurt in his third year, and took until his sixth to qualify for the ERA title again. There's no one factor driving these numbers. We see most of these pitchers after their peak, which often leaves them nowhere to go but down. The problem with this is that some of the success stories, Hiroki Kuroda was basically never bad in the U.S. in seven seasons starting at 33, were older pitchers, while Darvish and Matsuzaka fit the pattern perfectly. Darvish's athleticism was widely praised, ended up throwing 244 in a third innings from 2014 to 2016 when his elbow blew out. The differences in between the two leagues, from the ball to the style of play, to the season length, to the pitcher usage patterns, may combine to raise a single barrier to long-term success. Maybe Ohtani has advantages these other pitchers don't have. He'll be the youngest of the group by 2 years over Darvish, three over Matsuzaka. But youth didn't provide those too much of a buffer. He, Ohtani, has had the lightest workload and is coming off a 2017 season in which he made just five starts. These are reasons to believe, not that too many people need them. If Ohtani were a conventional Japanese star coming over, these would be reasons to stay out of the bidding for him. However, his suppressed price tag changes the equation, even with a $20 million posting fee on top. So there you have it. We're going to be joined by Brian Billick after an update.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Adrian Amos doubtful for Sunday's Bears games against San Francisco. Deion Bush, DeAndre Houston, Carson, Josh Sitton, Cravion LeBlanc, and Bryce Callahan all questionable for Sunday's matchup. Bulls take on the Kings tonight at the United Center. The Cubs have agreed to a one-year deal with left-handed pitcher Dario Alvarez. He pitched in relief for the Rangers last year. Meanwhile, free agent Willington Castillo signs with the White Sox. Southsiders also avoided arbitration with pitcher Danny Farquhar. And Japan's Shohei Ohtani expected to be posted later today. The Blackhawks have recalled goalie Jean-Francois Berube from Rockford and placed goaltender Corey Crawford on injured reserve. In college football, the Big Ten Championship between Wisconsin and Ohio State takes place tomorrow night. You can hear that one right here on The Score starting at 6:45. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Staples. Staples has great prices on tech solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hoping to have a conversation with football expert Brian Billick of NFL Network in just a bit. We can see if he agrees with the Anthony Heron theorem about the significance of this game for one Mitchell Trubisky, where the arrow's been pointed, frankly, has not been good. That we're not seeing him advance, and maybe the offensive headwinds have just been too much. But if you're that guy, if you are a trade up for guy, if you are a guy who is viewed by Ryan Pace, he said all in. How many times you use that phrase? All in. If you have the belief of that general manager that you're not only good enough to give up those draft picks, but good enough to take you out of the running for this upcoming season of this quarterback crop that's believed to be a good one, shouldn't you be able to do a couple of things that raise, as John Fox says, raise all boats, make your teammates better? Aaron Rodgers has had some years where he's been surrounded by bums,
right,
with nobody to block for him, and you wouldn't know it because he's throwing guys open.
And same thing with Peyton Manning, and obviously we're comparing Mitchell Trubisky to NFL royalty at the quarterback position when using those names, but that's the trait that you want. You know, it's not like Drew Brees has had Pro Bowlers at receiver every year that he's been in New Orleans. There's a system in place, and he and Sean Payton work really well together, and he's just an excellent quarterback.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, did you see the story from the Green Bay Press Gazette about what happened in Chicago a couple days ago?
He was just like randomly kind of roaming the streets like some kind of vagabond, and then folks happened upon him.
I don't know, he's randomly wandering.
That was
like
my read
vagabond,
on it. That was what it seemed to me.
He was sightseeing downtown, and there's a woman named Julia Nickel who said she was with her son. And her 11-year-old son, that they took a train from Mount Prospect to look at holiday decorations. And her son said, "It's Aaron Rodgers over there. It's Aaron Rodgers." And she said, "I don't think so." And then she went over and talked to him. She said she's very uncomfortable doing that, but she did. And she said, "Are you Aaron Rodgers?" And he said, "I am." And this from the Green Bay Press Gazette. It says, the next thing she knew, he turned around and introduced himself to Peter with a, "Hi, I'm Aaron." And he told them he was out enjoying the energy and lights of the city before his dinner reservations. And they asked how he was feeling. He asked Peter all kinds of sports-related questions. And he apologized for being a Bears fan, Peter did. And Rodgers said, no need. He should be a Bears fan. He lives in Chicago. A group of passersby recognized Rodgers, so Julia and Peter excused themselves and crossed the street. They'd stopped to text a photo of Rodgers with Peter when number 12 caught back up with them. He just started talking to us again, like we were neighbors and friends. And we walked with him for 20 minutes to Michigan Avenue. He said he asked us questions. He asked more questions than I asked him because they didn't want to be nosy and they didn't want to invade his privacy. He asked about their Thanksgiving plans. And he said they're asking, so they enjoyed this. Now, this is when it gets sort of silly.
He asked to borrow $5.
He's doing. I have some money. I'm hungry. An hour later, Julia and Peter were in the Christmas shop at Macy's on State Street when they spotted a woman decked out in Packers gear. Julia's first thought was the woman was going to flip out when she hears what just happened to them. She told her about the encounter, and oddly, the woman didn't seem as excited as Julia had hoped. She said she just kind of patted my arm in a sweet, sweet way. And she said, "Oh, my son plays for the Packers." It was Ty Montgomery's mom. This is just completely random. So Peter's face lit up. He's a fan of the Packers running back and has told his mom after they parted ways with Rodgers, he wanted to ask the quarterback to say hello to Montgomery for him, but he chickened out. This is the first time Julia had ever heard the words Ty Montgomery. And she said, "Are you serious?" And Montgomery's mom was loving Peter's reaction. So this is just one of those things where it looks like Aaron Rodgers took some extra time to spend with a kid. And it's like the Robert Plant story at XRT. The day that Robert Plant, years and years and years ago, when the famed Led Zeppelin front man was coming to see, I was like, "Ooh, hey, Robert Plant's coming." Like, it's a rock god, right? This isn't some schmo. This is Robert Plant, the lead singer of Led Zeppelin. And he goes, and was like, "Ooh, hey," you know, and he walks down the hall. And he does this little hit with the DJ, and they talk for a while, and he comes out, and there's a jock lounge. It's like right next to the studio door. And people are passing around a menu, and he was saying hello, so he goes in, he shakes everybody's hand, and, "Wow, Robert Plant." And he's like, "Oh, you guys, what are you ordering?" And they're like, Chinese? "Can I have some?" So they said, "Sure."
"Sure, Robert Plant."
And they order it, and he hangs around. It's like they're all just sitting there, you know, passing around entrees and chopsticks and eating Chinese food and talking about whatever. And then everybody in the room is like, okay, we gotta go now.
He's like, wait, no.
Right.
Are you sure?
Right, and he's still there. It's like, after a while, it's like, okay, you know.
The moment's passed.
Right.
It's time to move
now
on.
Now you're just a guy here eating Chinese food with us. Love the music.
Right. I have a life to lead. I'm sorry, I must go.
When Bill Walton came here, Bill Walton, I kid you not, we had a blast with Bill. Because he's just he's a force in nature,
yes.
Right? He's a major
dude. He's the same off camera as he is on.
Yes. And he left this studio and then began walking through the hallways, introducing himself to everyone in every office.
Hello, I'm Bill Walton.
I'm Bill Walton. I'm so happy to see you. It is such a great day. I hope you're having as great a day as I am. And I'm not kidding. It was every cubicle.
Does not surprise me one bit.
Sales were the sales assistants. How are you? It's great to see you. It's so nice to meet you. And I'm like, okay, thanks, Bill Walton.
They have specific play-by-play guys who are basically staffed to work with Bill Walton because Bill is such a cartoon character.
They have to wrangle him.
Likeable guy, but yeah, it's very different than how an analyst would normally behave during a basketball broadcast. So it's really just a few people who ESPN or the Pac-12 network, whoever Bill is working and doing broadcasts with, who they will actually staff to do the game with him because he's Bill.
You grew up in San Diego. What do you know about milking cows? I've watched games in Wisconsin. They've got plenty of cows there, and I do know about milking cows. I have milked a cow before, and I have been milked.
I'm telling you, he spent an hour. Like, is Bill Walton still here? You see this head, like, amongst the cubicles.
Exactly.
I don't think I've introduced myself yet to you. You were on the phone when I was over here. I'm Bill Walton, and it's so nice to meet you.
This is like the hump day camel from the commercial, looming above everybody. Mike. That's what day it is.
I am high as can be.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to a conversation with Brian Billick. I think he's finishing up another hit. We'll talk to him soon on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
If you are procrastinating on your gift giving, no worries. I got you covered. And this is one of those gifts where after you buy it for somebody else, you're going to say, wait a second. Why am I getting this for this person when I could be getting this for myself? Well, you can do both, and you can knock it all out with just a couple of keystrokes by going to omahasteaks.com, entering Dan B in the search bar, and then enjoying as you are transported magically and directly to the family gift pack. And I have received the family gift pack, and I'm still enjoying the family gift pack because there's so much food. You know it's great because it comes from Omaha Steaks. You know that they have the most flavorful, tender aged beef aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts. And right now, you just get this exclusive savings. Only you, for listening, can get this family gift pack with the code DANB. For under $50, you get 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasas free. It's a limited time offer, so go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back.
I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating and 50% off a wireless Epson printer. Just $49.99. Plus even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2 while supplies last.
With AT&T, you get more than unlimited data. You get HBO included for no extra charge and more announcers like this movie trailer guy.
In a world of unlimited plans, AT&T gives you more.
Get HBO included for no extra charge with your AT&T Unlimited plan. Visit an AT&T store today.
Requires an eligible wireless plan and activating HBO. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may experience slower speeds. Benefits start within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change, streaming, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com. Knocking down there. Is that a Chicago dog?
It is a Chicago dog.
All right.
And yes, anybody on Facebook who's curious, I am putting ketchup on my Chicago dog. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
It happened. It's a thing.
Yeah, I think life is too short to worry about the condiments on hot dogs.
Never a lot of folks in Chicago are very sensitive about that.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect me.
Yeah.
I think it's really it's what we say about marriage equality. It doesn't affect your marriage.
Give me a hot dog!
Yeah. You putting ketchup on there doesn't affect my hot dog preferences.
I've occasionally tried, since we're on food anyway, I've occasionally tried barbecue sauce in my spaghetti sauce just to kind of sweeten things. Well, depending on the sauce, you can sweeten things or spice things up a bit.
I understand that a good spaghetti sauce is supposed to have a little, I would put a little bit of sugar if I'm using like a real tomato passata, just a tiny little bit, because it should be not sweet, not like a Chicago pizza sauce.
Right.
But yeah, there's a balance there, but. And barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth a try. Even steak sauce I've tried.
Mm.
Now, steak sauce is out there a bit, but that I happened upon by accident, just by having steak on the same plate with spaghetti. Like, oh, well, when I had the steak sauce there and it mixed with the spaghetti, it actually didn't taste too bad. So that was more of an accident. And then from there, I started to experiment. Try the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
You'll approve.
I'm pretty set in my ways when it comes to making my red sauce. That's something I, you know, as a non-Italian, I can't claim that it's some old family recipe because my mother literally would open a jar of ragu. And I mean, literally ragu brand.
Uh-huh.
Like, they didn't even graduate to Prego. I mean, it was make the spaghetti, pour the ragu out of there, dump the meat in there, stir it up, get the Kraft green can of
maybe light a fire underneath if you're lucky.
Well, hey, that's how it was, but. I have since learned that I can make a pretty representative meat sauce.
Okay.
It's got to be right. The bay leaves.
Are you chopping stuff up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Why not? It's easy.
Well, it's fairly easy if you're good at it.
You don't have to be good at it.
It takes so long for me. My big meaty fingers and the when I'm chopping stuff, they come out in these big hunks of thing. Like if I'm chopping up some stuff for a salad.
That's a knife skills issue. That's just, you got
to
get good
knives. Well, I probably need to sharpen them a bit.
It's a hammer.
It's a mallet. Right. Why won't this slice then?
No, there's a place right down here that like once a month you should take your knives in to get sharpened. Like Chicago Cutlery, I think it's called.
Okay, yeah,
it's right down here. It's just across the Kennedy on the other side of the loop, and you go and you put in your name. You get your like a little canvas bag. You wrap your knives. You set them in a slot, and then you call your name when everything's sharpened.
But I like my blood. I like it being on the inside.
Yeah, but it's actually that's a myth. A dull knife is more dangerous to you than a sharp knife.
So as I run a dull knife over the top of my finger.
Because a dull knife, you're applying more pressure.
Okay.
But if you think about it, with a good sharp knife, you barely have to apply any pressure. So you're not, there isn't much force because if it slips.
Yes. So when I slice my finger with the sharp knife, I just won't feel it go through. Well, and then it's a clean cut. I could just cauterize it on the stove next to it.
Bovie it. Yeah. If you have any sense what you're doing, if you just have a little bit of awareness, you're always safer with a sharp knife. Then you're not hacking at things and sawing at things and having to get on top of it to push all your weight
all
on
my
it.
Tomatoes are flat by the time I'm done slicing.
Right. Well, you should be using, as you know, what kind of knife to use on tomatoes.
A tomato knife.
A serrated knife.
Ah, of course.
You should always use a serrated knife.
AKA tomato knife. I like to call them.
Okay, there are specific tomato knives, okay. But you don't have to buy those. You can have a regular, maybe even a bread knife that you would normally use to slice bread.
See, that's my superpower. I can slice the mess out of some bread. I've just got this feathery grip that I'll use.
Okay.
And a light touch where no matter how dull the blade is, it'll just go right through the bread. When they bring if you go to a restaurant that has like the tiny loaves of bread, mm-hmm. almost like they're just begging for you to break it apart with your hands. I don't do it. I grab whatever dull knife, a butter knife at the table. I just have the ability. I take it at the right angle, the right feathery grip, and I just slice right through this loaf of bread.
That's a skill.
Yes. It's one of my two superpowers.
07 says, best thing to add to a red sauce is the Korean condiment gochujang. Fermented red pepper, it adds so much depth. I love that condiment. I am familiar with
how spicy
that.
Is it?
It varies.
Okay.
But there is a market right off of the Kennedy called Jungbu, the massive Korean market. And if you go back in there, they have 15, 20 different versions of that condiment alone, 100 different kimchis. They've got a little
yak loin.
They've got if you want it, they can get it for you.
Okay.
They've got a little cafeteria at
Golden
the back
Child reference.
With people selling soups with things moving around in them that are all awesome and all kinds of stuff. If you like exotic groceries, and just like wandering around and looking at things and buying random things and then getting them home and figuring out how you're going to use a live octopus. That's the kind of,
that wouldn't go over well with the better
the kind
half.
Of joint to do it. Yeah,
I have
yeah.
a wife who does not enjoy exotic yeah. groceries.
Well, gochujang is good. And the other one is the Thai hot sauce. Sambal oelek is the other one, which is also pretty fiery. But these are, if you like the sriracha.
There's no way you said that correctly.
I think I did sambal oelek. It's O-E-L-E-K.
Gesundheit.
Sambal oelek. But obviously it's not spelled in our, that's transliterated.
Yes.
Tony and Sauganash, you're on the score. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Love the show today. Is Jason out because he's already sick from watching the upcoming Bears game? Is that why he's off today?
No, he's got a sick kid. That's all.
Oh, okay. I was going to offer it. This is by no means stereotyping. But it does, like you kind of touched on before, as far as Japanese players that come to play in the MLB, they seem to flame out. Like for every Ichiro, there's like a dozen Fukudomi that they just kind of flame out after like a year or two. And is it something to do with like maybe the lifestyle or like, you know, like you get these hungry, like Dominicans that like, you know,
if you're not talking just about pitchers and you're talking about all players, I would think it's probably because that's the way it is with a large sample of players. Very few are great. Some are good and most are bad. So the only thing I can speak to is the actual numbers that that Joe Sheehan showed about specifically Japanese pitchers who pitch in that league and come over. And I don't, he's just guessing at why this is, but he's looking at where the wins above replacement come from Japanese pitchers, and it's almost all first and second seasons. So, and we don't know the reasons. That's just the truth of the history. So as far as it being for all players, yeah, there's Ichiro's are very few and far between, because Ichiro's a unicorn on the planet,
right,
let alone coming from Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been some that have lasted. There's some really good players. You got guys like, you know, Nori Aoki's hung on forever. You had Matsui, who was had some really good years. But it's going to stand out more because, first of all, they're more memorable, so they're front and center in your mind, and because they go almost all of them immediately, the hitters have gone right to the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these guys have not come at a young age and come up through a system. They're already older. They've already been guaranteed more money, so you're more likely to have them on the major league roster. So I do think there are some things that will skew that in one direction or another. Again, efforting Brian Billick, looking forward to talking to him. Want to get to some of the Joe Madden interview from earlier today. He gave you some Cubs news as free agency is starting to get going. He was on earlier today with Spiegel and Parkin, so we will revisit some of that. Bernstein and Goff Show, big Anthony Heron sitting in today on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And I tell you what, number six, he was cool in the pocket for four quarters. He wasn't rattled. He didn't show panic. You know, when he was in a huddle dug, he had total command. He didn't show fear.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street in Chicago.
Find great.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
With AT&T, you get more than unlimited data. You get HBO included for no extra charge. And more announcers, like this movie trailer guy.
In a world of unlimited plans, AT&T gives you more.
Get HBO included for no extra charge with your AT&T Unlimited plan. Visit an AT&T store today.
Requires an eligible wireless plan and activating HBO. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may experience slower speeds. Benefits start within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change, streaming, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to...
It was worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome. Regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch.
No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports.